Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A guy, Lotus Prime, says, as we were talking about the schedule earlier, or we were talking about the record earlier, the Sacramento Kings are at 3-11. Lotus Prime says, I will say, D'Lo, the Kings are 3-11, but six of those games are against the best three teams in the West. And, of course, that will add another one to that when they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow. Lotus follows up. The Kings have played one sub-500 team so far this season. If you wanted to... If you wanted to pose the question, I don't think anyone's hanging their hat on, well, the schedule has been difficult. That's why the Sacramento Kings are in the position that they're in. I don't think anyone's doing that. But if you wanted to say, hey, maybe the Sacramento Kings are 3-11, maybe they would be marginally better had they not had one of the most difficult schedules to start the season. Like, I'd hear you. I think that's perfectly fair. All I would ask you, and Lotus, I don't know if this is directed at you or anyone who might raise the schedule question, I would ask you to explain some of the games where I think it has been perfectly fair on our part to question their effort in some of them. You have the Hawks game at home, which to me was just the absolute breaking point. That was the absolute, you know, we called it rock bottom. I even though they've lost twice since then, I absolutely believe that was rock bottom for this team. The Timberwolves loss a couple of games earlier that followed the blowout, the 31-point loss versus the Thunder. Remember the Thunder game? Remember that 31-point loss? That was the first, like, okay, that kind of sucks, but they hadn't had a game like that all year. Up until that point, they hadn't had a game like that all year. And I remember Kyle Mattson that day. I think James Hammond even was like, I don't really feel great about this one. I have a feeling we might have a dud coming our way. And it did. And to me, all right, it happens. The game that shook me up a little bit was the 144-117 loss to Minnesota. Because it was there was no response whatsoever, and then they gave up 40 points in consecutive quarters to the Minnesota Timberwolves in that second and third. You gave up a combined 80 points, and that was the first time where it was like, oh no. Kings were 3-7 in that one. You had you had Denver coming up, you know at. You know, you had Atlanta coming up. I think that was a back-to-back, if I remember right. And it was like, okay, Denver one's going to be tough, but they usually play Denver pretty well. Let's see how this goes. And they did play Denver well for a majority of the game, wind up losing, and then they just get their ass kicked by Atlanta. But that Minnesota one was the one that one kind of like shook me up. And that was the first time where it looks like, you know, Doug had some things to say and it felt like, oh, I don't know how hard they worked in that one. Like it genuinely looked like they were just trying to get through that game and move along. So if you wanted to hang your hat on the difficult schedule, I'd ask you to explain those games. And then I'd ask, you know, maybe the first question should be, is it even fair to question this team's effort? Because I'm normally the first one who'll say, I think we lean on things like that a little too much. I think we lean on things like effort a little bit too much because it's something you don't really have to quantify. It's something you could kind of just say. You can point to a few possessions here and there and say, this person didn't get down the floor. This person didn't do this. These guys didn't do this. Oh, look, it was a one touch possession. Only DeMar had the ball or only Zach had the ball or whatever. And it lends us to question, you know, how much effort, their commitment, or the word that Doug uses, their compete levels. And that, above all else, that was the thing that always got my attention. Not what I saw, not my own eyes, not what the chatty house said or what social media was saying, but I was listening to the coach. I was listening to their head coach talk about what he saw. And when Doug, who I think everyone in this market knows is the ultimate competitor, when he questions your level of compete, as he says, that's where I have concerns. And the fact that we're questioning these things so early into the season brings even more concern. And now you're watching, I mean, you know, you've got injuries all over the league right now. We've heard just today that Steph Castle is out a week or two. We just heard today Giannis, some of us saw last night, he left the court kind of holding the groin area, hip area. He's out with like a groin strain. He's out, you know, 1 to 2 weeks. That's on top of the Trey injury, the Ja injury. Obviously, Keegan hasn't played. You got Wimby out. You've got LeBron James, the greatest player of all time, is getting ready to make his season debut tonight. He hasn't played. You have a general manager that was allegedly fired because he was trying to force an injured player back into the lineup before the medical team said he was ready. And the season like a month old. And this is where we're at. Hell, Paul George made his season debut last night. Really, great comeback victory for the 76ers. I'm not 100% sure yet what I'm seeing with Philadelphia. I feel like VJ's obviously, I mean, Maxey's certified. Maxey's great. VJ is having an incredible start to his NBA career. Is the level at which he's playing at sustainable for the entire year? If it is, Philly's good, and man, they got one. They absolutely got one. Philly's one that I just can't, like, they just can't quit quite. I don't want to put my money on them yet. I don't want to push my chips to the center of the Philadelphia 76ers table. But point was, talking about injuries. Paul George made his season debut last night. J-Dub, Kings will play tomorrow. J-Dub's not playing yet. You still have guys across the league that haven't made their, you have guys across the league who have, I think Darius Garland just started playing. That's a 10-5, I think, Cleveland Cavaliers team right now. There's just so many things happening across the league right now that if you're talking about schedules and injuries, no one's going to feel sorry for the Sacramento Kings. And the Sacramento Kings, it does feel like, have had a a unique combination of injuries in that Keegan has been the one, obviously, who got hurt during training camp, and he hasn't yet to make his season debut. But Domas has been in and out of the lineup. You have Zach LaVine that is they've missed games. He's missed games, excuse me. You've had multiple you've had some sort of illness going through the locker room, as well as, you know, Malik missed time. Devin, granted, Devin Carter's not getting a ton of playing time, but he is a body that has been out for the Kings during this first, 14-game stretch or so. The schedule does play a factor, but I'll ask this. Is anybody confident that if I hypothetically said, hey, the schedule is going to get lighter, they're going to play New Orleans, Washington, Charlotte, all in Memphis, all in short order, is anyone really confident about what that team will do? Does anyone feel good about what they think they'll see from this basketball team? Are you more inclined to think, man, I don't know what we're going to see from the Kings on a night-to-night basis? Or are you more inclined to think the Kings are just going to be bad tonight? Because prior to that Minnesota game, I won't even say that Oklahoma City blowout. I'll say that Minnesota game. Prior to that one, I would have told you I think the Kings can compete on a night-to-night basis with any team in the league. They might not win those games. It might turn out to be like a Denver game or the first Oklahoma City game where they're competing. Final 4 minutes, final 5 minutes, whatever it is, and all of a sudden the better team, certainly both of those basketball teams are much better than Sacramento, they turn it on and run away. I would have told, like, I think I said that on the show. Like, I believe that they can compete. They're not that far away from winning games. Since that moment, they've gotten significantly further away. And it's hard to believe that the team that was fighting and competing the way that they were to start the season looks like they look now. It's hard to believe that the team who I thought could win anytime they step on the floor, now all of a sudden I'd be shocked if they won. And I don't know when that changes. Far-fetched. Kings beat the Thunder tomorrow. Great. Would anybody be really surprised if they lost to Memphis the next night? Kings beat Oklahoma City tomorrow without Domantas Sabonis. Domas and Keegan return on Thursday. Would anyone be truly shocked if they lost that game on Thursday after winning on Wednesday? The answer is no. You'd be shocked that they won on Wednesday, but not at all surprised that they lost on Thursday. And it's going to, and I don't know that there will ever be a point this year. 10 out of 11 wins. I still don't know that there would ever be a point where fans go, nah, I trust this team. Nah, they've shaken that. We'll come back, man. We'll talk with our man Jason Jones, the professor, Jason Jones, from The Athletic, about some of this stuff. And he wrote a great story on Steph and his free agency, but not in the basketball world. Talk about that next here. It's D1KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people role you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jason Jones of The Athletic going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I think KC going to be back with us tomorrow. I think he's doing the show from home tomorrow, if I remember correctly. If I'm wrong on that, then it'll just be me again. But I'm pretty sure KC's with us tomorrow. He's just from the home studio. He's got a busy day tomorrow, too, with the final coaches show of the year with him and Coach Brendan Marion. Jumping off tomorrow. I can't give you the exact location because it kind of bounces between two places. I think it's at Sky River Casino, but I'm not 100% sure if it's Sky River or Bar West. Of course, keep your eyes glued to social media to find out exactly where that one is at. Or just tap in tomorrow. Either way, I'll have an answer for you. But tomorrow, definitely a busy day. And, of course, the Sacramento Kings will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night. In OKC, 5 o'clock, the first night of a back-to-back. Domantas Sabonis is out tomorrow night. This according to Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee. He is out tomorrow night versus the Oklahoma City Thunder with left knee soreness. And it is expected, as reported live on the air, as a matter of fact, by our man James Hamm, that Keegan Murray will return to, or take that back. The plan is, the hope is, I believe those were Hammer's words. The hope is that Keegan Murray will make his season debut for the Sacramento Kings coming up when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies on the second night of a back-to-back on Thursday. Of course, the Grizzlies are sitting at 4-10. One thing you might not have noticed that is going on right now in the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies are sitting at 4-10. You've got the Clippers at 4-10. Dallas is 4-11. Sacramento is 3-11. The New Orleans Pelicans, who have already fired Willie Green, are 2-12. But the Grizzlies at 4-10 are the 11th seed. I point that out because, for context purposes, in the Eastern Conference, The Boston Celtics are the 11th seed at 7-7.
Perfect.
And man, is that a far cry from what the conversation used to be.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to combine, not combine the conferences, but just we'll just seed them 1 through 16
everywhere.
We got to
reseed. We've got to do all of these different things. And it's like you've got the Milwaukee Bucks, who obviously have an uphill battle ahead of them with Giannis Antetokounmpo out for the next 1 to 2 weeks. This is a team that had already kind of slowed down after a bit of a hot start. They're at 8-7 right now, but they're the ninth seed at 8-7. Every team in the play-in picture, including the Boston Celtics, they're 7-7. Orlando's at the 10th spot. Man, you talk about an early season disappointment.
I had them as a dark horse in the East. Orlando.
Man, they're 7-7 with no draft picks in sight, and not that I don't think it's anything to like overreact to or be concerned about yet, but this is not the start that they expected.
Yeah, I wonder if the... You let this play out, obviously, but I wonder how far away we are from, do you trade Paolo or do you trade Franz?
Oh, I don't think we're even close to that. I don't think we're even close to that. Like, you can't do that yet. Like, that's not even worth... Like, I always go back to built-in excuse, but I always go back to, like, Indiana didn't start the season very good last year. There were 4 games below 500, if I remember correctly. The calendar year switches to 2025. They're off and running right into the playoffs, and I don't think anybody had really paid attention to the near 5-month run that they were on until they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, Orlando obviously made big moves. They decided Desmond Bane was their guy. They decided this is the missing piece, so to speak, to get us to our destination. And that has not been the case so far for them at all. But I don't think they're at the point where they need to make any sort of decisions, drastic or otherwise. I don't think they're at that point. Again, trying to bring more context to this, the Utah Jazz are at the 10th spot at 5-8. And this is why we were talking yesterday and even a little bit today about as bad as it is for Sacramento, and as shocked I will be the next time they win a basketball game, this conference, the bottom part of this conference, isn't very good. There was a lot of talk about what the conference would look like to start the season, and I think a lot of those people were right if you isolate the conference to the top. Oklahoma City, they're winning 70 games, in my opinion. They're 14-1 right now. I don't think they're winning 73, but I do think they're winning 70. You got Denver right now at 10-3. They're coming off a loss to Chicago last night, and they've got a little bit of an issue with Christian Brown out for a while. That's a really important component to them. You got the Houston Rockets. They've won 4 in a row. They won 9 of their last 10 after starting. I think they started the season 1-2. They're 9-3 right now. You got the Los Angeles Lakers, who are 10-4 without LeBron James. That record is going to be watched really, really closely with LeBron James taking the floor for the first time tonight against the Utah Jazz. You got San Antonio. They're sitting at 9-4, but they're facing at least a 1 to 2 week stretch without both Steph Castle, Victor Wembanyama, and of course Dylan Harper, the number 2 overall pick in the draft, hasn't made his debut for the San Antonio Spurs yet. This is the De'Aaron Fox show, you know, at least for the next 7 to 10 days. Then you got Minnesota, who's 9-5. I don't know. You got the Golden State Warriors, who have finally been able to start winning road games. They're 5-0 at home. They're now 4-6 on the road, but that brings their record to 9-6. So when you look at, and that's where I'll end it right there. Those are the top 7 teams. When you look at those, like, yeah, I think everything people were talking about with the conference, that's on point. Once you get below that, though, it's kind of all over the place. You got Phoenix, how sustainable is that? You've got Portland, how sustainable is that? You got Utah at 5-8. They're in the 10th spot. No one cares about that. I don't even think Utah does. That's why as bad as it is, someone is going to have to emerge from the ashes of the bottom of this Western Conference. Let's bring in our man, Jason Jones. Jason Jones, the professor, Jason Jones. Jason, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to argue about with you. I love your World Series gear. I think Kenny knew that your order got shipped and arrived and just decided he wasn't going to come to work today. But I don't have any bickering about your gear of choice.
Yeah, I don't have to hear about 2010 or something, you know, and yeah. He knows what he's doing. He's hiding.
He tends to take a lot of Tuesdays off, man. I don't understand.
I don't understand why. We've been friends for so long. I don't know why he'd do me like this, but hey. Yeah.
And your love of the Lakers, man. Maybe he's taking it off because LeBron James is going to make his season debut tonight, his 23rd debut.
He's ready. He can't wait. You know, he's been waiting for this all season. He's like, you know, he's tired of watching the Kings. He's going to focus on something else now.
To be fair, we all are. We're all pretty tired of watching the Sacramento Kings.
Such a tough – I mean, it's just – I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's like you're seeing all the typical bad team stuff and, like the Doug post-game, the Doug pre-game. Mm-hmm. It's like – it's way too early for that. It's like – We're at that point already. Like we're at that point with the media crash outs, and you know, when you guys aren't believing in us, I'm like, well, what have we seen to believe in?
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just yeah. I mean, I don't know what to make of them. I mean, they're just are what they are, and I think with the Kings, it's that no one really came in with realistic expectations they'd be some really good team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think no one thought it would be like this, though.
See, that's it. There was a happy medium between the two. As Jason Anderson is following up on some things that James Hamm reported yesterday. Jason Anderson, who I think is on the road with Sacramento, just tweeted that the Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray is now expected to make his season debut on Thursday, the second night of a back-to-back when they take on Memphis. There was a happy medium there, Jason, in that. Yeah, no, I don't think anyone thought the team was going to be great, but I didn't think they'd be 3-11 through 14 either.
Yeah, even when you look at the schedule, I know a lot of people look at the schedule and go, yeah, you know, try to pick which games you can win, but even some of the games they've lost, you don't bet on them losing by 30 to Atlanta without Trae Young.
Yeah.
You know, there's just some of this, you know, you don't bet on them losing to the Lakers without Luka and LeBron. You know, there's just some things where you go, it shouldn't be this bad. And it makes you got to question everything. You got to question the players, everybody. You can't, I mean, even though I don't think I never thought they'd be a good team, they've got enough talent where they should not be 3-11. I mean, this is like they're tanking, but they don't have a tanking roster. So And which is even worse. That just means you're just bad. And, you know, sometimes it looks like I don't know if they don't have buy-in. I don't know if you got guys who don't want to be here. But it looks like a little bit of all that sometimes when you watch them play.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's the concerning thing for me, Jay, is you talk about you're tanking, but you don't have a tanking roster. And some people would say, well, no, this is perfect because the roster is bad. They're not good enough to win. The problem is the mentality, and this becomes a toxic situation where everyone loses. Like if you're tanking, which is a term that I hate, but if you're not putting forth your best organizational effort to go out there and win basketball games, you have Keegan. You can still have guys playing together, the Keegans, the Keons, Max, Neek, all of those guys. When you have frustrated veterans who are in the 16th and 17th and 18th year of their careers, they're not interested in this, and that just creates a really difficult locker room for guys to be in.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's just not a good space. And at least if you're struggling with young guys, you say, okay, we're building something. What are you building with this? I mean, you know, you're playing a lot of veterans. You're 3-11. Like, what do you, you know, what's the end game? What's the goal? You know, I think if you're a Kings fan right now, your biggest hope is get to the trade deadline and they can unload some vets and get some assets back. But the way they're playing, I mean, yeah. It's not like guys are drastically boosting their value right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the and Jay, you know better than anybody. Sometimes it's not the player that's being traded, it's the contract.
It's you're right.
And the difficult part about that is the Kings don't have any appealing contracts.
Yeah. And yeah, so it's and you're not going to trade your youngest players.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're just in that terrible basketball purgatory. You know, where it reminds me of years ago when they, you know, when you have like a DeMarcus and a Rudy Gay, guys who were like, you think should be kind of in a win mode, win now atmosphere, but you're stuck as a 25-30 win team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and usually, and a lot of times when you have that combination, it's not just the players. I mean, you've probably got some coaching questions, some front office questions. You got a lot of questions when this kind of roster looks this bad, this to be this disinterested looking at times in November does not bode well.
Yeah, I can't remember. Were you still covering the team when Scott was here the first time as the whatever his role was?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What impression did you get of him? Like, I'm confident you know him from your dealings in the mm-hmm. league. He seems to be a really highly respected front office guy, but he has his work cut out for him, not only in putting together this roster, but potentially, if you believe some things you hear, maybe fending off an eager owner who has his own circle of people who like to get involved in decision making.
Yeah, I think getting to know Scott the first time around, and even talk to him since then, not since he's gotten back in Sacramento, and kind of just have you run into him, have conversation. He understands the idea of creating the culture for the big picture. He understands, you know, I haven't talked to him, but I'm pretty sure he came in knowing that year one might not be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build something for the, you know, you got to try to establish something. And I think, like you said, you know, you've got an owner who, you know, who is known to be the owner who could change his mind any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he could go from loving the idea of Doug Christie as his coach to hating it now and being going, why did I do all this? And why is he the coach? And I don't like this. Let's get him out. You know, a lot can change, especially when you look like this. And, you know, and when you've got, you know, your coach having those type of press conferences like he had last week, you know, it's fair or unfair. It doesn't always look good on the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at those couple of rants or whatever, if you're a player and you're a veteran, what a veteran wants to hear is, I need to coach better. I need to do better. You know, veterans are, you know, whatever you say, but, you know, tear them to shreds behind closed doors. But veterans, no, especially vets, like to know that the coach is saying, you know what, this is on me too.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, when the public message is, you just got to play harder, you know, it's like, okay. I've seen it a million times when players hear that message to the public all the time, but they'll feel like you're just blaming us and it's all on us. So, I mean, they got a lot to work on, you know, a lot to fix. And, you know, I still think the biggest day for this team is going to be a trade deadline because they're going to have to make some shakeups to try to build for the future.
And how much of that, like, it feels like a lot of that stuff could be, I think sometimes we have to remember, because we said this when it happened, like, Doug is our guy. Like, you can push that button once. I don't know that you can push it twice, and you certainly can't push that button as many times as you did in successive order in such a short span. But this is also Doug's first run. Like, we know how passionate Doug is. We know Doug. We've seen that Doug's been on our TV. He's been on our mm-hmm. radio. He's been around this franchise. He's been around the city for so long. But this is Doug's first chance to, you know, he is the full-time head coach. There is no interim tag on this. And he has things that he has to learn along the way, too. And maybe that's something that one of the vets pulls him aside and says, hey, you did that once already. I don't think you should do that again.
You can't do it twice in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, a lot of the veteran coaches I've always known and said, you pretty much get maybe twice a season to go to do that. You know, you have you're the one where you kind of go nuclear on the players, and maybe you have your, you know, and he had the media one and the player one in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it's like, so what do you do now if they lose by 30 again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we also forget about Doug. Not this is his first time about the interim tag. This is his first time managing a coaching staff that's his staff.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, this is not Mike Brown's staff.
Right.
You know, this isn't a group that had been together and he just had to kind of, you know, he has changed seats. This is his first time managing a staff. And you think about it, and it's in terms of coaching experience. You look at that on the bench, Bobby has way more experience as a coach. And obviously Mike Woodson does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, so there's just probably some growing pain, some learning, some pulling to the side. Hey, maybe you should do that. There's a lot of learning, and it wouldn't be as probably to me as obvious if you had a young team learning with him.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of vets.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I just it's just a really weird mix because, I mean, I don't dislike the idea of a first time head coach with a young team sometimes because you kind of grow together.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a weird mix.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like I said, maybe post February deadline that the makeup of the team better suits, you know, whatever the goal is. And I know as a former player, too, it can be easy for a guy like Doug he's not like, you know, he's close enough to have played to where he maybe didn't play against these guys, but he respects them as players. It would be hard to go tell a Zach LaVine, you know what, we're going to play Neek now, and you're just not going to play.
Right.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to tell a DeMar DeRozan, you know, who's, you know, multiple time All-Star, probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. Tell him, you know what, going forward, Keon gets your minutes, yeah, and we'll play you when we need you. That's a lot on a first year. You know, it's a lot on a first year. It's hard for a vet to do that. It'd probably be hard for Steve Kerr to tell a vet to do that. You know, imagine being a first-year head coach full-time and trying to figure this whole thing out. I mean, and I think just in terms of basketball, the reality is probably what needs to happen is you got to play those, you know, play those young guys. See what you got, because you know what the vets are already. And you know this team is not a playoff team. You know this team is not, you know, you're not looking at a top four seed team. Mm-hmm. You got to find out what you got at some point. And maybe that comes post deadline, but you got to find out at some point.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You two things there. You mentioned Mike Brown a minute ago. We were talking about pushing those buttons. Mike did not push that button until March of that first year when the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs. And it was a foregone conclusion at that point that the Sacramento Kings were going to make the playoffs. It was just a question of whether they were going to finish with the 2-3-4 seed or whatever. But he didn't push that button where he was critical of his team in front of cameras until after that TNT game where they gave up like 20-something, 30-something offensive rebounds to the New York Knicks. And he said, you're not going to be able to win in the postseason if you're giving up this many offensive rebounds to an opponent, which was terrible, terrible foreshadowing for what wound up happening when they played the Golden State Warriors and gave up a million offensive rebounds and wound up losing that series. But the point being is Mike waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And when the opportunity was right, he pushed that button. Now, Doug is dealing with, you know, he's dealt with blowouts and in games where it legitimately looked like the team quit. And I don't know how you address that if you're Doug Christie, but pushing that button multiple times in a short order it's tough.
Yeah, guys will tune you out because guys will say, you know, we're not a good team.
Yeah.
Like, so why are you going to go out there and, you know, and even the whole thing about haters, we hear you, we see you. Why do you care what anyone's saying about you?
That's right. Yeah.
Like, you haven't given people a reason to say anything good.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you know, we hear y'all and, you know, that it just doesn't resonate, because it's like, well, of course they're talking bad about you. You're not good. And like I said, when Mike does that, at that point, Mike knows the team can be better. We don't know if this team is all that much better than what they've shown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think adding Keegan back is going to, you know, lead to a 10-game winning streak. No disrespect to Keegan, but
be the most amazing story in the NBA if it happens.
Yeah. So I just think, you know, part of managing a locker room and managing players and managing ego is sometimes publicly being realistic and sometimes falling on the sword and saying, you know what, I've got to do better. And a lot of times that goes a long way. But when you come out the way Doug came out last week, and it's about, you know, you say at 55, I could have done better. You know, guys are like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just, I just think you've got a lot going on right now. And I think also just at some point, no one wants to hear about your connection to the fan base. And no one wants to hear about how the good old days. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. At some point, people don't want to hear about that anymore. They don't want to hear about, you know, you understand a large part of the fan base didn't see Doug Christie play for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my kids never saw Doug Christie play basketball, and I got a 17-year-old. So, you know, I think at some point you have to, you know, and I think from my point of view, having covered the team for a while and been around it for a while, one of the main issues has been being stuck on 2002, 2003.
Yeah, facts.
At some point, it's just stuck on it. It's like, remember how it used to be? No, a lot of people don't remember how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What you're known for now is the team that's missed the playoffs, what, like 18 and 19 years or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. And you've got to, at some point, I don't know what you do, but I think it's almost like Doug, you know, and I know Doug, I like Doug, but you hate to see Doug use up all his cachet on things like that in a 2-day span.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the connection to the fans. I feel for the fan. You used it all in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
By Christmas, they're going to be sick of you. And And I don't want, I would hate to see the fans get sick of Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and that's the one positive to fans, I think, hating this team so much is they're not going to blame Doug Christie because they dislike they dislike so many guys on this roster. And it's really cool that Russell Westbrook has won so much of the fan base over in such short order, but absolutely no one else has. Zach LaVine was averaging 30 points to start the season, and no one cared. They did not like him. DeMar DeRozan, they just don't like the way that he plays. One thing that I think is tough on all of those guys, Doug in particular, I shouldn't say that. It's tough on Doug, but I think it's really tough on the players, is that they've played 14 games, Jay, and they've had 12 different starting lineups.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan's absence is obviously a big reason for that. There's only been one, in my estimation, true shakeup, and it was Russell Westbrook being inserted to the starting lineup and Dennis Schroeder being moved to the bench. And you know better than all of us, there is one thing veteran players do not like, and it is an inconsistent role in rotation that drives guys nuts. And it's what the Kings have been stuck in for the first 14 games of the season.
Yeah, and the problem is when you're a bad team, the coach is constantly searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
So the rotation is not going to be consistent when you're 3-11. Because if Doug didn't change anything, now he looks crazy. But you change it too much, now you're panicking. And the only thing that fixes this is to win games. And I just don't know how many games this team is actually realistically is going to win.
Yeah.
And you would hate to see Doug's first opportunity crash out at the end of the year with this. But when things like this happen, people get blamed. And maybe for him, the players get so much blame that he gets a chance to kind of, I mean, this was a tough thing to take over. I mean, because 2-3 years ago, this was a playoff team. This is not close to the same roster it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have the, and they're so much different, and even some guys who, you still have Malik, but you didn't have 2 or 3 duplicates of Malik.
Right.
You didn't have Malik, LaVine, Kevin Herter plays nothing like Malik Monk.
Not yet.
DeMar DeRozan, Kevin, they got a bunch of guys who were kind of just, are you really any different if that guy plays? Like, I forgot what the other game where DeMar was like 13 of 15 and they're down like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, then you look down, I mean, you can't really almost blame them. It's like, it's just the way it is with this team.
Yeah. You wrote a great piece on one of the most fascinating free agents, I think, ever. And it's Steph Curry and his sneaker deal. Casey and I were shook when we got the tweet that Steph and the Curry brand are leaving Under Armour. And that night, Brody is lacing up those Mambacitas and he's wearing Kobe's out there on the floor for that incredible game and that incredible outing he had against the San Antonio Spurs. This is one of the most fascinating sneaker free agents ever because Steph is certified. He's the greatest shooter ever. He's GOAT status, but he's at the end of his career. So whoever signs him is probably signing him for whatever is going to happen post-career. Mm-hmm. And I know this isn't everybody's bag, but this is just a fascinating story to watch unfold over the next few months.
Yeah, because I think the last time we had a free agent in the sneaker game this big was Kobe.
Mm.
And Kobe had
that Adidas, deal right?
With Adidas where he couldn't wear the same shoe, I think it was 2 games in a row for a year.
Yeah.
So it was cool because he broke out every possible Jordan. He played a game in some Air Force Ones. He was wearing the Iversons. I mean, he wore some and ones. So that was a fascinating thing. And what makes the Curry one different, too, was that they got one more shoe release.
Mm, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
February. So I think he warmed up in the Mambacitas, but still played in the Under Armours.
Okay.
But he can have a lot of fun with this. And I just think it's crazy that he gets to take his logo and his brand with him.
Yeah, which means this is going to sound weird. He gets to take De'Aaron Fox with him, right?
I think the way it breaks down is that De'Aaron is still signed to Under Armour.
But I thought De'Aaron was signed to Curry brand.
It's confusing because I've seen different things. One thing I said that the Curry brand athletes are still Under Armour athletes.
Wow.
And that because that was my thing, is that he could take all, you know, because he has, you know, the guard from LSU, the Michaela. You know, yeah. I'm like, he can take all of them with him. I don't know. I mean, I imagine at some point that's got to come up what happens with them, because what if they don't want to wear, you know.
Yeah, like, know, if I
don't want them out there putting tape over, you know. Like, if Steph is with Nike and they got to wear Curry brand Under Armour, you don't want them out there, like, getting a marker and blacking out, you know, logos and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, this is fascinating, because you're really, if you get Steph, you're really talking about a legacy brand at that point.
Right.
And he's not going to play another 10 years. And really, he's the only, not that I don't think I never bought any Under Armour shoes because of him. Mm-hmm. But he's one of the only reasons why I cared what Under Armour was even doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they got The Rock, but I mean,
it's, yeah, at some point that's got to wear out, though, doesn't it? Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, remember, they were a football brand.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they never got that second player to go with Steph at Under Armour. So you never could, like, really build on that thing. And, you know, and they had the greatest shooter of all time, and they should have had, like, a Reebok deal with Iverson. He should have had a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
He should not be wearing another shoe. So, I mean, for that to fall apart, however it did, and for him to take all of that. They did a lot of good community work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had, like, the golf team at Howard, Steph was doing through the, you know, a lot of good stuff was getting done with that. And to lose that, to focus on what they say, like, their true brand or their core brand. I don't even know what their core brand is. What, football pads?
I'm assuming it's just their dry. They were kind of the originators of that dry fit material that everybody worked out in, and everyone wound up mimicking shortly thereafter.
All I remember is that when Cal and UCLA, after UCLA went to Under Armour, I heard from a bunch of people I knew with Cal who hated the deal, because they were like, these kids don't want to come here to wear Under Armour.
Yeah.
Cal was Jordan brand, then they went to Under Armour, and it was like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, that's a drop off.
UCLA couldn't run away from that deal fast enough. Because remember that they started losing money, and then it's like, okay, you guys want the deal? Fine. I mean, they're really just a Maryland, Baltimore-based brand, and they might love their Under Armour at the University of Maryland or whatever out there, you know, Ray Lewis and Tom Brady, but I just don't think they ever created anything that resonated. Like, I've never gone to the store and said, I'm going to buy some Curries.
No, absolutely. There's no prestige to an Under Armour logo, not even the Steph Curry logo. Steph was always like, oh, that's right, Steph is with Under Armour. It was never like a you know, marquee thing. It was just like, oh, that's right, that's weird, let's keep moving.
Yeah, nowadays you got so many independent small brands. He could create his own shoe if he wants. He could, you know, pull a Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go so many directions. It's not like it was back in the 90s where you needed that big brand behind you. He could do a lot of different things, but it would not shock, you know. Maybe if Reebok has a big budget, or they take a swing and make him their new legacy guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because I just don't see anybody saying, you know, let's get those retro Curry 4s or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the second you put a swoosh or a jump man on it, man, they might be more sought after.
Oh, they'll go crazy over those Curry 1s, you know, Curry 1s by Nike or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Maybe do they have to change the name of it? Can they be the Curries?
That's his name. I don't see why he couldn't. That's his name.
Maybe they're Steph's. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the Steph ones.
The Steph 1 Under Curry brand.
Man, if they okay, here's the marketing move. All Steph's are Steph 3s. Every pair of shoe he drops is just I'm getting the Steph 3s.
Steph 3.2.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the someone's gonna steal that watch.
Jay, well, let's trademark it, man. We'll go
trademark
business
it right now, because someone just heard that and said, okay, yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Start with 3, and we end with the 3.
There it is, Jay. We appreciate you again, man. You look great today. You look wonderful in your.
He's not getting away with this.
You look like a champion.
Yeah, he's not getting away with this. I got more gear.
There we go. Okay.
So, yeah, he will not escape this, because I got to do something, because I can't watch the NFL anymore.
Well, Well, see, and that's why I purposely left it out of the conversation today. I thought we were having a nice, pleasant conversation. We didn't need to talk about that.
I appreciate that because Kenny wouldn't have let me do that.
I got you. Yeah. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there, the professor. Appreciate you so much for being with us. I think KC will be back with us tomorrow again. I think he's going to be from home, but he's got a busy day doing some things in Elk Grove. And of course, the Final Coaches Show with Brendan Marion. So I appreciate y'all for hanging out today. As always, we'll run it back and we'll tap in with you tomorrow morning, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.